Wednesday, September the 15th, and we turn now to chapter 52 of the prophecy of Isaiah, and repetition of words from chapter 21. Awake, awake, put on your strength, O Zion. In chapter 51, it was addressed to God, that he would put on strength and come to the aid of Zion. And now the wheels are turned. Put on your beautiful garments, O Jerusalem, the holy city. Sometimes we wallow in self-pity. And it would have been understandable for Isaiah's first audience in the 8th century to have been a little dejected by his message of the coming Babylonian invasion 150 plus years into the future, and it would have been equally understandable for the exiles in Babylon in Isaiah's future to also feel a little sorry for themselves. And it's as if this passage is saying, now stop it and consider who you are. And who you are is collectively is a beautiful bride dressed in fine garments and looking your very best. Yes, at the end of verse 2, O captive daughter of Zion, he's talking to the people in exile in Babylon. They may be captive, but they are daughters of Zion. They are the children of God, and they are clothed, as we now would say, in the spotless robe of the Lord Jesus. Stand up and look in the mirror and see who you really are, your true identity. That's what he seems to be saying. And because of that, in the following verses 3 to 6, he talks about the redemption of Gentiles, of the uncircumcised, and the Assyrian oppressed them for nothing. You were sold for nothing, and you shall be redeemed without money. Without money and without price, because your redemption will be paid for by someone else, the suffering servant that we're about to get to of Isaiah 53. He will pay the ransom price to redeem you and set you free. A little glimpse here of the gospel, as Isaiah is often referred to as the evangelical prophet. Well, that's our little devotional for today. We'll come back to chapter 52 tomorrow. Have a wonderful day.